Chapter 21, Handling Tough Situations, Addressing Employment Gaps, Job Changes, etc. Now we will discuss each of these aspects as we go ahead with this chapter. Handling tough situations. So I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions. See, I read something very nice. Every page of your life unfolds as per the decision you take. So whatever decision I take, I move in that direction. So here, as mentioned by Stephen Covey, that I'm a product of my decisions. Ultimately, every decision I take, that will impact me. Now, the decision that I take or the decisions that I take, it may impact me in a positive way or in a negative way. So the following concepts will be covered in this chapter to understand the meaning of handling tough situations or questions during an interview. Resumes having red flags. I will explain this concept. Reasons for employment gaps. Well, if you have had gaps, how are you going to be able to express those gaps, right? Tips to explain employment gaps. So first you give reasons. And when I say tips, that means how do I manage to put forward information to my employment gaps so it doesn't reflect poorly on me. So that it does not reflect poorly on me. Reasons for job changes. How to handle tough questions during an interview. And conclusion. Handling tough questions or tough situations. Not everyone can have the perfect employment history. And everyone has had a gap in their employment at some point of time or the other. How this is reflected in your resume can be the deciding factor whether you are worthy of being hired or not. Now, first and foremost, it is probably how you express the employment gaps that you have had. You have taken a gap in employment to probably be a caretaker for somebody at home who's not been well since last 1 month. You probably left a job. You left that job because you realized that there was no transparency as far as the work hours were concerned. You left another job because at one point of time, that job used to follow the hybrid model. So 3 times a week you would go to work and the other day, 2 days, you would work from home. Then they changed that. They said you have to report to work all 5 days. So again, you realize that you have to quit the job because it gets too much for you to commute all 5 days since you're very far away from your office or your location. So you have to understand how can you skillfully express these employment gaps. And when I say skillfully, that means you have to be able to convince them that the employment gap you took was really worth it. A warning sign or indicator that there may be a problem with the candidate or their qualifications is referred to as red flag on the resume. Supposing you don't have the required qualifications. Somewhere you are not able to really, you know, put forward your skills and achievements in a manner which is what is required by the organization, then that too can be an issue. Somewhere you don't live up to the expectations of that organization, right, as a candidate. So if you do not fulfill the criteria, it could be in terms of education, it could be on other fronts, then as we say, a warning sign or indicator that there's something which is inappropriate. That's what it is. It is best to be honest and show integrity with what you communicate. So supposing you mention that the work hours, there was no transparency in the way it was mentioned or put forward. So somehow I quit. Now, You don't have to talk negative about the people in the organization. You don't have to say, yeah, I was working 14 hours a day and that is not expected, that is not done. You don't have to crib and complain. You have to just explain it in a simple manner that this is what has happened. So I took, you know, a gap, and till the time I found something which was really worthwhile or worthy, till that time, I had this gap. But you also have to give the employer reassurance, that commitment, that you will not continue doing this where you have gaps. Continuously take a break, then work, again take a break, then work. That will reflect very poorly on you. Employers should be aware of the following facts with resumes having red flags. Unexpected employment gap. Unexpected employment gap. Employment gaps happen in your professional career when you have not been employed, Employment gaps happen in your professional career when you have not been employed, which could be due to certain reasons. So for example, your previous employer, there was restructuring in the organization because of which your designation got eliminated. So you were no longer a part of that organization. So an unexpected gap came up. You had someone who had to go through treatment at home and there was nobody else to really take care. So you had to take leave from work to be with the person at home. You were playing the role of a caretaker and you felt it was absolutely fine to leave the job and play the role of a caretaker. So very important that when I'm explaining the employment gaps, I don't have to be defensive. I don't have to be apologetic. I don't have to say, I'm so sorry I took a gap. You can absolutely justify your gap that, well, at that juncture, I preferred playing the role of a caretaker. I felt it was better to be with, say if your father has fallen sick, so you say it was better to be with my father since he was going through treatment. And I personally felt I would take a lot of care compared to somebody else who I would have hired. So you know what? Don't feel guilty. Very calmly and very confidently justify your views. Success in behavioral interview is all about how you prepare and eventually present yourself. What is a behavioral interview? Behavioral interview will assess how you have been in the past, that means your previous job. Okay, and when we talk of behavioral interview, how did you deal with specific situations? So in the past, wherever you were working, how did you deal with specific situations? Those specific situations, the way you dealt with them in the past, that will define your future behavior. So for example, you have always managed your team members well. Now what has happened is that you have to request them to complete a task, but within a short deadline. So what happens is that you speak to all your team members. All of them agree, but one did not. So what did you do? You spoke to that one person individually. You said, listen, let's go for a cup of coffee. You discussed. Then too, that one team member was a bit difficult. So how did I deal with him or her? I told him, okay, the larger task you focus on, smaller tasks, we both will divide it. I will work along with you. So, you know, trying to be there, putting in effort to handle a situation as calmly as possible, putting in effort to understand what I can do to minimize conflicts, and putting in effort to see to it that the work or the task is accomplished within that short time frame. So this is where success in behavioral interview is all what the focus is. That means, how did I behave. So what was the specific situation? How did that specific situation help me to deal with the individual and have a better outcome for the situation? Regular job changes will show lack of dedication and commitment. So steer your conversation towards your experience and skills. So what had happened is that when you talk of regular job changes, why does that happen? Say you kept, you know, changing jobs till you actually found something which is what you wanted your career to be. So in the meanwhile, you were actually looking for something specific. Now, regular job changes will somewhere reflect poorly in you. It will show your lack of dedication and commitment. It will show that you are not very balanced as far as your work is concerned. You somewhere are not, you know, able to move in one specific direction. You're constantly in various directions, which will not look appropriate. See, when I talk of employment gaps, if you've taken a gap, then you can express that you've utilized that time where you learned new skills, where you pursued some academics, you also did some voluntary work, where you were consistent with that voluntary work. But when you talk of regular job changes, that means you have done job hopping. Job hopping is not something that is appreciated. You could have your own reasons for changing the jobs, right? You could have a reason that you were fired. There was a major miscommunication with a client because of which you were fired. And since there was major miscommunication with the client, you lost out on a particular project and you got the company into major losses. So what happened? Till you did not find an appropriate job, you kept doing some or the other job just to sustain yourself. But that period, that time period where you kept changing various jobs to sustain yourself, that will reflect poorly on you since it will be put on your resume. Right? Then you talk of inconsistent career progression. An uneven path may indicate lack of instability. Now tell me, why will there be inconsistency in your career and progress in your career? Now tell me, why will there be inconsistency as far as your career is concerned and progress in your career is concerned? So inconsistency can be due to various aspects, such as a gap in your skills, lack of concentration, self-doubt, you are not having a balanced state of mind, you're having a hyperactive state of mind. So you are not stable enough to be in that career or in that field. See, this depends a lot on your state of mind. What is it that you think and feel? How does your thought, or how do those thoughts affect your behavior? You quickly reach a sense of dissatisfaction. You don't feel content. It's because you're probably confused as far as your career is concerned. You probably are feeling that high sense of dissatisfaction means you're demotivated to a great extent. So there could be a lot of aspects which you need to look into. Employers should be aware of the following facts with resumes having red flags. We're continuing with that. Overlapped employment dates. This is done to intentionally hide unemployment. Now see, the moment any information is overlapping on your resume, please understand it will reflect very poorly on you. Why? I will ask myself when I go through your resume, this information is overlapped. Is it that the candidate has not even bothered to proofread it? Or is it that the candidate has done it intentionally to hide some important information? So please, it'll reflect on you. So what I suggest is be honest be direct, be truthful. There are certain aspects which you have to be able to express. Do not let it impact you in a manner whereby you start putting that same information in a way whereby you are lying. Be genuine. Next is absent of relevant experience and skills. A candidate may try to mislead or give false information since the work experience is not in the required field. Sometimes you are so wanting to get that job that you somewhere are putting forward skills which are not even really required and which are not connected to that job. So this one candidate, she was so wanting a job, she went for the interview and they clearly asked her during the interview, "So if this is what you have done, we're not looking for any of this. Why are you here?" They even told her that. So, you know, especially if your skills are not matching with that of the job, especially if your skills are not matching with the requirements, then it will not make sense for you to go there for an interview. See, as far as possible in life, be honest, be direct, as far as possible. I really feel you should not have any reason to lie, because the moment your lie is caught, it will reflect very poorly on you. Right? So a candidate may try to mislead or give false information. This is not appropriate. Break from work. You might choose to take a break from work because you took time off to raise families, to take care of an ailing relative, travel, or overcome a health condition on your own. These could be a few reasons where you want to be with the family member, where you ideally wanted to travel. You said this is the best time to explore. You are taking care of somebody. You probably needed to focus on your own health and get well, so you took a break. Then other reasons we've explained, that you've been fired, so you probably took a break till you found something really worthy. Or I gave you the other example before, that there are work hours which you were not really told off, right? So there was no transparency when it was communicated to you. So you felt that somewhere it is not fair. So you kind of took a gap after you quit that job, right? Sometimes it could just be that you want to pursue academics and be fully, you know, into academics for the next 2 years, right? Sometimes it could just be that you want a break. You wanted a break. That's it. So a lot of reasons. But you know what? This is always going to reflect on your resume. And it's also about how you explain what is put on the resume. Then we talk of enhancing skills. Some individuals may take time off to pursue academics or learn new skills. Highlighting your skills can be one way to cover employment gaps. Definitely, you know, those skills are of great requirement. Those skills will serve the purpose in the future. Those skills will somewhere help you to progress. So you just feel that it was necessary for you to pursue those skills, and you always ask yourself, when is the right time? Now. So you move ahead with that. Exhaustion. Sometimes you can take time off from work to improve your well-being. You know, we all reach a stage where we feel that we want to take a break and just sometimes do nothing. You want to just completely rest it out. You will say that someone like me will say, okay, now I'm going to do a 5-day silence program where I'm in complete silence. I'm meditating. I'm doing yoga. I'm doing deep breathing exercises. So I feel I just want to be completely off. So what happens is that my outer well-being depends on my inner well-being. Remember that. How I feel from within will reflect on how I feel outside. How I feel from within will decide how I communicate with others, treat others to a great extent. So if you feel really exhausted, and if you feel it's possible to take time off from work, you must go ahead with it. Looking after children. So there was this lady, she went for an interview. Okay, so here it's mentioned, this can be considered as a planned career break. And you can mention that you took 3 years off from work to be with your children. So this kind of employment gap. It's basically a voluntary employment gap. So this lady, she went for an interview and they asked her that you had a gap for 4 years. Why did you take that gap? So she was very apologetic. She said, oh, I'm so sorry, but I had to look into kids at home. I told her, don't be sorry. In fact, you can say that I had a full-time job. Looking after children is a full-time job, right? So I said, you have to very confidently say it. You don't have to apologize. See, two aspects. Time once gone will not come back. Secondly, you can always say that I felt this was the best time to be with my children. And once they've grown up, then the whole perspective changes. But right now, I felt it was necessary to be with them. So absolutely, it was, you know, my time with them. And somewhere, I cherish those memories. You know, learn to talk positive out of situations. You don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to say sorry for certain aspects of life. The same, if you're taking care of a person at home who's on medical treatment for 1 month, spend your quality time with them. And that's the same you can mention that, in fact, I'm happy I spend quality time with them. Because time once gone will not come back. So in short, when you explain employment gaps, do not be defensive. Do not say sorry. Do not say, no, I wish I would have not taken a break. No, no justifications there. Just confidence with your reasons, which sound sensible and feasible. That's it.